You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, though? What's going on? Not a whole lot on this end, because draft's been over now for a few weeks. Not a lot of action on the Chargers front, but schedule's coming out soon, right? So there's something to look forward to. By the time you're seeing this, maybe it will have dropped, maybe not, but yeah. Anyway, welcome back to another one of them five pieces for your head top. It's your boy. And I appreciate you for coming in. So let's get straight to it. Hopping off the porch with number one. I'm going to call this one Window Shopper. Inspired by the famous 50 Cent song from the Get Rich or Die Trying soundtrack. Y'all know the one. And use a window shopper. Mad at me. I think I know why. And use a window shopper. At the jewelry store looking at it. She came by. What's going on out there with you Miami Dolphins fans, man? Y'all really, really using Patrick Mahomes to buffer an argument against Justin Herbert? How weird is that? It's gotta suck not being able to lean on your own QB in a debate like that. Who does that, actually? I mean, y'all are literally, and I mean this with no disrespect, like half a concussion away from not even knowing who your QB is. And the guy that you currently have, all respect due to him, because I give the dude credit for continuing on. He's in a scary situation right now. At any moment, his career could be over. But these are not strays directed towards him. So I just want to put that out there first and foremost. Y'all got to figure out an argument, man. Y'all look stupid. And I didn't have a problem with Miami Dolphins fans until like last year. And y'all can blame a lot of that on Emmanuel Acho. By the way, y'all remember back not too long ago, little track I put out about Acho, little freestyle joint. If you didn't, it's a few episodes back. I might give you the title of the episode at some point just so you remember. But it's not too far back in the archives. Have a look if you care at all. But man, for real, this is a little embarrassing. And I don't want to spend too much time on it. Just figure out a better argument. Like, if you want to talk about other positions, cool. Because the Dolphins do have a leg up in certain areas on the Chargers. At least they did last year. We'll see this year. But man, y'all got to do better. Because the stuff that I'm seeing out on the Bird app looks horrible. It's laughable, but also quite sad. Figure that out. So circling back to the schedule, which I mentioned to start this thing off. That's going to be number two, by the way. We're going to title this one the Gulag. For those of you familiar with Call of Duty, you know what I'm talking about. This ain't the easiest looking schedule in the world. Though at this point, like I said, as you're watching this, you may know who we're playing week by week, but right now I do not. So let's just talk about the actual opponents. As far as who the Chargers are playing at home, you know, the regular AFC West contingent. But we got the Bills. The Dolphins, the Bears, the Lions, which, be careful there, the Ravens. So that means I have to see my draft crush, Zay Flowers, performing against the team that I wanted to draft him. But time to get over that. And the Dallas Cowboys. You guys know this is a little bittersweet for me here because I hate the Cowboys, as most red-blooded Americans outside of the Texas and California area too. That's wild. A lot of y'all out there like the Cowboys in Cali. I don't, whatever. But you know, I have a bit of a personal interest there. Deuce Vaughn, running back from Kansas State, very dear friend to my eldest son, former football high school teammate of his, is drafted to the Cowboys, where his dad is also in the scouting department. And ironically enough, I had a conversation with Deuce's dad a few years back when I was interested in getting into scouting. But then when I learned about like the grind associated with it and I had a growing family, timing wise, that just wouldn't have worked. But anyways, back to the point here. It's going to be weird, especially if Deuce is seeing some real action, because I'm going to have to root against him. That's going to suck. But at the end of the day, you are who you are, and you got that star on your helmet, and I ain't with none of that. Now, if he was going to end up a Charger, I would be borderline unsufferable. Hell, I might be already, depending on how you feel about me. But had Deuce Vaughn been drafted to the Chargers, you wouldn't have heard the end of it from me. And no, you couldn't ask me for insider information about what his role was going to be, what he thought about the team, none of that. I'm not bothering that kid. And it feels kind of weird as a 40-year-old man, like, stalking a 21-year-old like that, especially when he's buddies with my son. Makes it even weirder. I'm not one of those parents, by the way. So enough of that. On to number three. So we're going to call this one What Now? Because, yeah, what the hell's next? Something needs to happen. I've been down this road a bunch of times already. I'm just going to keep saying it because hopefully I can manifest it. Speaking into existence, Chargers still need another safety. Someone to play opposite Derwin Alonzo James Jr. Because what's currently there ain't going to cut it for me. And I know how much the team likes Alohi Gilman. So do I. But more in a rotational role, because that's where he's best served. And then you got, you know, Mr. Second Year, Tippy Longstockings, which is the nickname that I gave to JT Woods. And again, people, don't take things so seriously. It's just what popped up to me when I watched him on tape last year or year prior, his final year at Baylor, and the way a lot of his interceptions happened. Hopefully he can change that narrative, because I like the athletic ability of the kid, but right now, yeah, a little squeamish on him. Not really sure what to expect. But I'm not willing to throw either one of those two guys out there full time. So give me JJ3 or give me Adrian Amos. I'm fine with either one. Just not with the two guys that are currently on the roster, because we don't know what the hell to expect in full-time roles over extended periods of time from either. So fingers crossed something happens soon, because the longer this goes on, the more concerned I get. And I'm not a worrywart, but about this particular thing, definitely needs to have a resolution and not be with either of the two guys that I just mentioned. All respect due to them, but once again, they ain't it. They're not it. Pushing this thing along in the number four, What the Tuck? Y'all see 6'3" or 4" or 2 3/4", whatever the hell he is, Quentin Johnston on his Instagram do that standing back tuck in what looked like flip-flops or Crocs, slides, whatever the kids are calling them nowadays. That is impressive. And the more that I watch the dude, I'm trying not to do this because it's easy to do. You get your draft picks, you dissected them, and then you look into them and you find some more things that you like. But then you oversell yourself on some stuff, and I want to be as objective as possible here because we still don't know what we have yet. But man, is it exciting. Now, granted, he probably gave Tom Telesco a heart attack. I'm sure he's seen that video a bunch of times. He's probably gotten his hand slapped about it. Maybe, sort of, kind of. But the dude's a freak. outside of the backflip that he did, which he stuck darn near perfectly. Did you see the between the legs dunk that he pulled off as well? What was one of the things that I asked for the Chargers to get more of in the offseason? Athleticism. QJ fits the bill. Now, how he translates all this onto the football field as a professional remains to be seen. But man, kid's got some tools and me likey. And of course, for the cherry on top, the five ski. Pagame. Break J Herbo off, man. Get the deal done. I'm not necessarily saying that I think there's going to be some sort of issue there or they're going to attempt to lowball him, because that makes absolutely no sense. This is the face of your franchise for the next decade plus, hopefully. We've seen some other QBs get their money. There's a certain Raven out there that was holding out, acting as his own representation, who finally got paid, Mr. Jackson, and happy to see it. You got Burrow out there seemingly looking like he's holding out to see what happens with Herbert, but the Bengals have been notoriously cheap in the past. I don't think they're going to try to do that with him. It's just not smart business, and you don't want to sour your team's leader. You don't want him thinking about the possibility of finding greener pastures. Orange ain't exactly the prettiest color. The Bengals uniforms have gotten better, though. I will give them that, but deviating from the point here. I think what's going to happen with Herbert is with what happens in regard to a lot of Charger players, especially the bigger names. A deal will get done before training camp, near the beginning of it, something like that. So you guys don't get worried out there. I don't think there's anything to be concerned about. I would just like to see the deal get done so that we know what is remaining, and it'll probably give you a better idea of some of the moves that they'll make going into next season, because as the roster is currently constructed, there'll be some changes. And there may be a name or two that you may have gotten accustomed to being around that probably won't be anymore. And yeah, that wide receiver room is probably the primary target, but it's business. You got to do what you got to do in the best interest of your team, and unfortunately there is a salary cap, so got to do what you got to do. But anyway, pay that man his money. The end. Anywho, thanks folks tuning in again and listening to your boy ramble about, because you could be doing anything else with these 10 plus minutes of your day, and you chose to listen to me. What do I know? Just a kid. I'm not really a kid anymore. I'm 40. As long as I don't look it, though. So I got that going for me, I think. People say that. Unless they're just being really kind. There I go in my own head again. But I digress. Like I said before, appreciate you. Per usual. Until the next one, y'all take it easy. And hopefully some good Chargers news drops and we have something else to talk about as opposed to, you know, some of my gripes. But I'm gonna get those off anyway, so oh well. But until the next one, y'all take it easy, be cool, salute, and I'm gone.